Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Farmers in the Blue Mountain Belt who have been affected by recent bushfires are to benefit from a $25 million rehabilitation program being put in place by the government. Stay with us to hear more in today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Thanks for waking up with us.
The Planning Institute of Jamaica, PIOJ, is the leading government agency for initiating and coordinating the development of policies, plans, and programs for the economic, financial, social, cultural, and physical development of Jamaica. The key output areas of the PIOJ are policy and planning, project development, coordination and monitoring, research and information, governance and management. The PIOJ, planning today, securing tomorrow.
The government, through the Ministry of Agriculture, is to invest over $25 million to resuscitate, rehabilitate, and bolster the resilience of agricultural production in the communities of Guava Ridge, Flamstead, Tower Hill, and Mavis Bank. The communities located in the Blue Mountain Belt were affected by bushfires in May 2015.
Our latest figures indicate that some 500 acres of agricultural lands have been affected by fire, resulting in a total loss of some 125 acres of crops valued at some $200 million. Some 230 acres of produce also suffered heat and fire damage.
Agriculture Minister Derek Kellyer. Mr. Kellyer says the ministry has formulated a three-pronged approach to address the recent losses and restore economic stability to the affected families.
It includes the rehabilitation and replanting of coffee in the Blue Mountain Ridge affected by the fire, at a cost of some $18.514 million. Two, the replanting of bananas and plantings destroyed by the fire in rural St. Andrew at a cost of some $1.595 million. And three, increasing the agricultural sector resilience against dry spells, drought, and resulting fires in critical productive zones at a cost of some $4.98 million.
29 acres of banana and plantain will be rehabilitated over a four-month period with the provision of seedlings for 700 plants. 4 50-kilogram bags of fertilizer per acre will also be provided in addition to transportation assistance.
The banana board will provide all the necessary suckers of the Robusta variety to replant all the lost acreages.
A total of 96 acres of coffee were completely destroyed in St. Andrew, St. Thomas, and Portland, with another 303 acres in the three parishes partially damaged. This resulted in $93 million in losses to mainly small farmers. The coffee rehabilitation project will run over 10 months and provide support to the farmers whose crops were destroyed. The farmers will receive $30,000 per acre for land rehabilitation, 4 50-kilogram bags of appropriately formulated fertilizer to aid in replanting and resuscitation, and 900 seedlings per acre.
This will enable farmers to resuscitate for summer, as the fall of 2015 and spring 2016. Those farmers with partial damage will be eligible for 2 bags of 50 kgs fertilizers.
The assistance program will be managed by the Rural Agricultural Development Authority, RADA, in collaboration with the Coffee Industry Board and the Jamaica Agricultural Society.
Farmers will be able to start now to replant. The seedlings will be available immediately upon request.
Minister of Agriculture Derek Kellyer. For farmers to benefit, they must be registered with RADA and meet the cost selection criteria. And now for our proverb of the day.
Ans fala fat.
And this means, people always seek to better themselves, or where there is an interest, a person will consistently pursue or follow it. That's where we end today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with studio engineer Andre Palmer, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers. Do have a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.